I suppose surprised at the timing of it, but not really surprised that Shea would make that decision. I think Shea's got every right to make his own decision on this momentous situation, because, you know, it's the end of his international career, a fantastic career, I must say. You know, there is a communication situation probably, and none of us know, because that will probably remain private with Shea and Giovanni Trapattoni and his staff. But, you know, I think back to my own time, and, you know, there's very little conversations I had with Jack Charlton after the squad broke up. You know, I stayed on, and when I kind of finished my career, I stayed on almost in a kind of a guiding capacity, and I didn't retire right away. And then McCarthy, of course, took over and offered me a coaching job as a goalkeeper coach, and I sort of kind of fluent that. But I think at this point, Alan Kelly's in that position. Shea wasn't probably going to take on that role, and he's got a career to continue over in England. And he's had his few injuries, and I think the pressure that's on, the amount of travelling that the people, you know, do week in, week out, and I think it's probably got to the stage of his career now where Shea has made that decision. Whether it's been forced upon him because of the situation at the moment and lack of communication, who knows, but I think he's got every right to make the decision, and he's got to the stage of his life that he wants to probably spend a bit more time with his family and see his kids grow up.